We call it The Bottom Line, a day-to-day series about how the current economic downturn is affecting people and their businesses and communities. Today we go to the farm, where the cost of fertilizer has skyrocketed.
As farmers search for alternatives to fertilizer, some are considering a reliable source right under their noses. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports that dairy and poultry manure has never smelled so good.
Andy Howe grows a little bit of everything at his place in Guilford. Vegetables, beef cattle, hay, flowers. Right now we're standing in one of Howe's greenhouses where he's removing the roof. It's just another step he's taken to reduce his energy costs.
We're doing stuff like that, left and right.
He's concerned in part because he's watched those costs climb, including fertilizer, which has gone from $625 a ton to $750 in just the past few months. Some in the agriculture industry speculate it could hit $1,000. Howe says those numbers mean the old approach to spreading fertilizer isn't sustainable anymore.
This year we bought 18 tons, so that'd be $18,000. Then the price of tomatoes will be, you know, 10 bucks a pound, and a dozen ear of corns will be $15, and, you know, it's...
To get away from fertilizer, Howe wants to use as much manure as he can. He's got plans to double his cattle herd for the manure.
You know, it's almost to that point where the manure is worth more than the cattle.
Howe says he never imagined the value of beef would be on par with manure from his herd. Ev Thomas from the Miner Institute and Agricultural Think Tank says farmers like Howe are going to have to get used to the new economic reality. He says fertilizers become so expensive in part because it's highly energy dependent. Natural gas is needed to secure the nitrogen. Heavy mining equipment is used to get the phosphorus and potassium, and then it's got to be transported. But Thomas says energy costs don't tell the full story.
Basically, in the past 5 years, countries like China and India and Pakistan have created another U.S. in terms of fertilizer demand, and that is what is driving the tremendously high prices.
In New Hampshire, signs of a manure shortfall are coming. There are reports that farmers have stopped selling it so they can keep it for themselves, and companies that produce compost and fertilizer are even importing manure from as far away as Delaware.
These are the girls.
Egg farmer Jesse LaFlamme, president of Pete and Jerry's Eggs, has stepped into the corner of a 400-foot-long, 60-foot-wide barn. We're surrounded by 18,000 brown-laying hens. LaFlamme explains it's happy hour here in the barn now that the girls have laid their eggs for the day.
They're very, very, very social.
Right now, LaFlamme is paying people to dispose of his manure, 2 dump truckloads a day. He knows there are buyers who would love to get their hands on it, just not in its current form.
It's like a paste almost. Ideally, we'd like to dry it or tie it up somehow, either in a compost or pelletize it or something.
LaFlamme says he's almost ready to invest the $300,000 to $400,000 it would take to convert the manure into a commercial product.
We've been trying to weigh the economics of this whole thing for the last 5 years and haven't seen it be possible, but yeah, this is it. There's definitely something going on.
More manure does mean more work for farmers. It takes more trips to spread it than fertilizer, and dairy manure tends to be low in nitrogen, so farmers must get creative hunting out new sources. Despite those challenges, University of New Hampshire Natural Resources Professor John Aber says the shift from fertilizer is a good move.
By effectively recycling manure and the nutrients in the manure, then we've reduced both the economic cost and the environmental impact of keeping the fields fertile.
Aber says less fertilizer will reduce the runoff that creates harmful algae blooms in waterways, like the infamous one at the mouth of the Mississippi. At the same time, farmer Andy Howe says manure's got to be handled carefully.
A lot of the health scares, you know, the big spinach thing that have involved vegetables have involved manure on the fields. Yeah. If we as vegetable farmers are going to switch, we're going to have to get out our pencils and become students and learn how to manage that manure so it's not creating any kind of hazards to the food that we're producing.
But after farming for over 20 years, Howe believes the emergence of a manure market alone suggests big changes are on the horizon.
We can't continue to be this wasteful society and throw away everything. We can't do that anymore. We can't afford it. Everything is going to be recycled. Mark my words, everything.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.